still in existence, as an entity, even on paper only. Excuse me. Is it still around?
Boy, that's a long answer. From the previous incarnation, when it was last owned by Tandy, there is one Radio Shack dealer in Canada. It's in Campbell River on Vancouver Island. There's a couple in the United States, but there's also new versions of the name. Like, the name's been resold. But where you do see it is Radio Shack is in Mexico, and it's in South America. Are they still the same company? I doubt it, but it's the same name, and it's the same, like, font and everything of the name. But they really don't have their own brands of stuff anymore. You know, long gone are the days of the Realistic and Archer, and I'm sure, oh God, there's other brand names that I can't think of at the time. Those are long gone. But to answer your question, there's one left in Canada.
Wow. And he actually gets stuff from Tandy?
No, I don't think it's from Tandy. I think it's from the company that has relaunched the brand name in the United States. But it's more a case of he's got the sign over the door. And, you know, I've personally never been there, but, you know, you walk inside, and I'm sure it's probably more of a you know, a universal private store that's selling pretty much anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I follow you.
Almost as gone as Blockbuster, but not quite.
Hey, I still got one of those talking alarm clocks, those little silver cubes from Radio Shack, and it still works.
No, I generally don't throw anything away. I still got my original 23-channel CB, which I bought down in the United States from J.C. Penney's, and under their own brand name, which was called Pony, and which was essentially a Midland radio. But it had the circuit board was exactly the same as the old TRC 30As and the Gemtronics 3336. I still got that. It's useless. It puts out, I mean, when I hook it up to the watt meter, it's like a quarter watt. It's done. But I still got it, and I'm not going to part with it because, you know, that's 1976, I think it was. U.S. Bicentennial, I think, is when I bought it. And, you know, that's kind of where it all started for me. So I keep that.
Yeah, sentimental reasons. Yeah, a lot of stuff. The only sentimental, like, the old, I've got rid of mine CB radios a long time ago, but I do have two 451s, mobiles. One needs to be tuned up, and the other one works. But, you know, it's, I could list you off all the radios I've had. 421A, TRC 421, I believe I had a 458, 449. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's radios that I've gotten rid of long time ago.
Yeah, walking down memory lane. Back in the day, the radios to have were the 449, the 457, which, believe it or not, you can still get on eBay in the box. And 458s, and they all had the 858 PLL chip in them, which was what you wanted because that was the one that was really easy to get into freeband.
Yeah, what was that book, that famous guy, he's passed on now, who used to put out these books? remember. It was a famous name. And he talked to you all about the binary codes, the coding and everything. I can't remember what was it called. Bill Cheeks? No, that was a scanner guy, I think.
Are you talking about the local gentleman?
No. There was a guy in the States that would publish these books on how to, you know, work with your CB radios. And he actually had volumes based on, you know, like on what the models and everything. But he was quite famous. And there was a, I don't know if it was the same guy that did it with the scanners, too, back in the good old days.
Yeah, you're ringing some bells, but you know what? I can't think of the name. I mean, I do recall the gentleman, I'm not going to say his name, but I do recall the gentleman locally who was the primary supplier for when 23 channels was the thing, but 40 had been announced, and they hadn't come out yet. You could take your 23-channel radio in, and he'd throw a couple crystals in it, and you'd get the 40 channels. And of course, sitting on the bench there was a Palomar or two for sale, and yeah, he was a legend as well.
There's a name I haven't heard in, what, 50 years? What is it? A Palomar. That is the funniest name. Yeah, oh, man. I guess we accidentally got old.
Well, you know what? Not 20 feet from me is a Palomar. And I should, you know what? Just for the hell of it, I think I'm going to fire it up. I'm going to see if it still works. I haven't tried that thing and at least 20 years, you know, and it worked so well back in the day. You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to see if it works. Rox, are we boring you? Is it yet?
Oh, no. I'm just watching YouTube videos, stretched out here, radios within arm's reach, and in listening mode, partially.
I think Johnny's too young to know what a Palomar is.
Gotta work on that one.
Good old days when, I mean, I still, believe it or not, I still have my CB radio licenses. I had three. And, you needed a license for that, I still got them.
Yeah. What, was it late 80s they got rid of them?
Let me think about that. I don't know if it was late 80s. It might have been a little earlier than that. It was welcome when they got rid of it because they were kind of pointless. But, I'll have to think about that.
Early 80s.
I'm thinking you're right. I'm thinking early 80s. My first one was XM1221343. Wow. I still have it.
Yeah, I got mine too. That's... Wow, and we paid, well, did we have to pay, was it a yearly license?
think it was 5 years. I don't think it was annual. But you had to have one per, was it per radio or per station? Because I remember I had three of them. You know, and nowadays on this spectrum, how the two-letter call is, sought after. Back then, most of the people in this area were XM12, but the people that were the old Elmers of that era were XM11s.
Yeah.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh my God, the ocean rain has come on board.
He is alive, and he's eating his fries. No, I'm not eating fries. I was up on 7190 with the Triple H net. Oh, what a noisy band. You know, you listen to so much HF, and you want to push the power button off.
How you doing, Merlin? Yeah, I was on 80 earlier today. It was there's some activity there.
Yeah, very good. How you feeling, buddy? All good? All good?
Yeah, it's all good. I'm sorry the other day. I didn't mean to throw a Debbie Downer on the net. I just had not been on the radio for a couple of days, and I wanted to come on and just say hello. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you the way you handle it.
Not a problem. We'll leave it at that. We both know what we're talking about. And, hey, we're only human. And there's nothing wrong with that. So don't sweat it. And hurry up and finish waxing that corner. I keep telling you, get above the bumper on the right rear passenger side. You keep leaving wax there.
You know, I didn't pay any attention to that, but I can report I have done some work on the car. I had some wiring to do, and I kept putting it off on my headlamps and my driving lights because I do not like the way they come from the factory, and I prefer the way I like them to work. And that's done. It's hooked up. It's working. Rock and roll. And now I can put the console back together, and I might actually throw a little permit on the thing and take it out for a spin.
Well, don't do it tonight. There's supposed to be light snow until at least 1:30. I haven't seen anything outside, but my weather station says it's 33 degrees up in the air here, so I can imagine that on the ground level it must be freezing.
Well, looking at my weather station for the locale that I am in, it is showing at 0.7 degrees Celsius outside. Granted, that sensor is mounted to the house, so I'm going to say it's probably in the negative zone.
Yeah, well, you're out there in the Thule's. You see, you don't get all that city cleaners outside cleaning the streets and warming up the air there. So there you go. But good stuff. Listen, I'm not going to hold it tonight. Just thought I'd pop in here. What a reprieve to actually hear clear transmitted signals instead of playing with a DST and squeaking it out trying to hear people. Well, of course, I cheat with the SDR anyway. But we did get into California. But, geez, normally I hit California pretty good at 5-4. 5-4, that's pretty crappy. The band is really long on 40 meters right now. But I just don't want to listen to all that noise.
Well, I was watching a program on YouTube, and they're talking about how the Solar Maximus is probably going to be a little long this time around, and we can expect some good propagation well into the next year, which I'm looking forward to, and that'll give me an opportunity to play with the toys, and all of us to play with the toys just that much more.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, good enough. We'll pick it up with you later, Mark. I don't really know who's in the group here, if Rox is in there or anyone else. But anyway, you guys all behave, okay? Take care. We'll catch you in the morning, 7 OR. Always a pleasure talking to you, Mark.
Thanks for jumping in, Merlin. And 73s, have a good night. VA7XM, VE7, Ocean Rain.
We pray for rain. This is just a little indication of when they start saying, a little bit of snow here, a little bit of snow there. I don't know. I don't even know if I want rain. Jeez, the last couple of weeks have been just approved.